This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Texas is in a double bonus from this point forward. He misses the second, and Xavier's got it. Texas trying to get to him. 2 seconds, and there's the knockout punch. And the Xavier Musketeers ripping their way to a Friday night first round game with Illinois.
Quite the game for Xavier, as you saw on True TV. Joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is a man whose name is synonymous with Illini coverage. You know him well, Jeremy Warner, the publisher of IlliniInquirer.com. CircaLasVegas.com on our hotline. And Jeremy, it's great to be able to talk to you about a game that's relatively close to you physically in Milwaukee to see the Illini play Xavier tonight. How are you doing getting ready for game one of the tournament?
Doing good. Trying to enjoy what Milwaukee has to offer. So we got to the Brat House last night, had some beers at Lakefront Brewery, so trying to enjoy it. But I think Illini fans are pretty happy with this draw in Milwaukee, just a short trip up. You know, saw Ryan Baker, said it was an hour and 10 minutes for him. So he's an Illini grad and former Flying Illini manager. It was good to see him. But yeah, easy drive. But obviously, when you get to the tournament, you're playing good teams. And Xavier having a win under its belt, Xavier being the second most experienced team in the country, Xavier having a really good coach in Sean Miller. It's going to be a test for Illinois. And that's, I think, what the spread shows, three-point spread. I see KenPom as a four-point game. And given Illinois, guys, I know you'll ask me how I feel about Illinois. Who knows with this team? Because it's just been a really inconsistent team. Really great highs, really low lows. So we'll see how they show up for a team that's really inexperienced in these moments.
My first thought when you said you saw Ryan Baker is I know he wishes the Amir Khan situation could have been something he could have taken advantage of as a student manager when he was with the Illini. I'm glad you got to see him. I love Ryan. How orange is it up there right now? I mean, is it a sea of orange? I mean, what kind of advantage do you expect them to have in the crowd? You know how it goes. Lower seeds are rooted for by the locals, but when you're this close to your home base, you're going to have a serious home court advantage, you would think.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I haven't been to the stadium. We're going to head there after this, actually. So I'm interested to see how many Illinois fans have showed up, and because they don't really have to get up here because it's so close until today, especially with a late tip-off, 8:45 today. So I'm sure there will be plenty of orange. This was a great draw for Fiserv Forum and the NCAA to put them here. But Kentucky is here, which is always a huge fan base. Iowa State travels incredibly well, so I imagine those would be the main fan bases. But for Xavier fans, man, like, they got to go to Dayton, which is really close obviously to Cincinnati, and then drive all the way up to Milwaukee. It's been a quick turn for them, but I do expect Xavier to travel here because they really like this team given the way they've played. I think they've won 13 of their last 17 and basically have had to kind of play their way into this tournament over the last 2 months. So they've dealt well with that pressure. Well, Illinois, guys, has been in the field for a really long time here.
Well, and the thing I like about talking to you this year about the Illini and the success and how they got to this path in the tournament and what we saw after last year's Elite Eight appearance, even though I know they're only returning one player from that Elite Eight team, which is wild to me, is this has been a big year for Brad Underwood coaching-wise. When you consider, let's start from a year ago at this time, goes to the Elite Eight with that team, obviously puts together an incredible body of work given the history of the Illini basketball program in the last several, two decades, and then turns around this season and overcomes so many different injuries and setbacks to this team that had a ton of turnover, and yet they've still earned the seed they did. The last game they had of the Big Ten tournament, that's the one you don't want to see happen again in the NCAA tournament. But I also think there is an appreciation to the journey they've had to get here. Even answering against Michigan, for example, when they were on the heater, that 20-point win in Ann Arbor, there's been a lot to really like about how this Illini team has ebbed and flowed this season.
Lily, you sound like me talking to Illinois fans throughout this season because when they retooled this roster, Brad went talent over more experience. Because last year he had Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins and goes, I need to make the most of these guys. Let's surround them with a bunch of old guys. And Marcus Damas came in here and was far better than they ever expected. Justin Harmon, Quincy Guerrier, they got a really, really old team. And that gave consistency around those couple stars. And it led him to an Elite Eight performance, his best NCAA tournament experience, because usually old teams win here. But when you go young and you go with 18-year-old Kasper Siakoshonis, Will Riley, who was 18 when he got here, even Kylan Boswell, guys, the old head on their team, he's 19. He's a junior who early enrolled at Arizona at 17 years old. So Tomislav Visic is 21, but it's his first year of college basketball. Merez Johnson is 18 when he got here. You're going to ride the inconsistency of that. So we expected that. But then the injuries and illness really exasperated all of that. And they really struggled to deal with some of that adversity and dropped some games that they shouldn't have. And were just really uncompetitive. But still, the swings of this team have been hard because they should just be more consistently competitive. It's not that they lost to Maryland, who I think is a great team. It's that they were down 38. They were down 20 in the first half. Like, you can't have those kind of swings where you're beating Michigan by 20 on the road. You're coming back and beating Purdue for great wins where you're feeling good, and all of a sudden you don't show up one day. That is a youthful team, but at this point you hope they get over that. So that's what we're really interested to see today, is against Xavier, who's got some momentum on their side. They're older. They've been here. This Illinois team has 138 career minutes of NCAA tournament experience. 85 of those are Kylan Boswell, right? Trey White has played 20. Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, the only returner, played 40 in four games last year. So Kylan Boswell has to set the tone today. Trey White, who has been there for one game before, has to kind of steady the ship, but they got to be aggressive right away. They're the more talented team. They're the bigger team. Get to the rim. Don't settle for these contested threes. Get to the rim. Spray it out, get open threes, and just crash the glass because Illinois has got the size advantage. But Xavier can get up and down and run. If you don't get those offensive rebounds, they're going to push it in transition. So, but to answer your question, it is a great year that your down year, your inconsistent year, is a number 60. That you are a favorite in the first round, that you can get to a Sweet 16, and that you're going to have 2 1-and-done draft picks, which Illinois never ever had.
That's what I'm saying.
So to have two of those, and this could be a year that springboards into next year, where if you get a lot of your guys back, all of a sudden, you're rolling again and have a Big Ten championship contender. So while Brad in game sometimes leaves a little to be desired. He's still won as many games as any coach in the Big Ten over the last 6 years. He's got as much talent as any coach in the Big Ten over the last 4 or 5 years, basically. So yeah, he's a really good coach, and he's kind of weathered these storms pretty well.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I do. He's not the type to bring that credit on himself like that, but I really think he deserves it, really going back to March 1st of 2024. You know, if you look at that year, it's been excellent for his resume, and I know he's not that guy. Marshall?
Well, I was going to say, Jeremy, Trey Gibbs-Lawhorn, that jumps out to me because that's the only name I recognize from this time last year, because the turnover has been so ridiculous. And this isn't just an Illinois thing. This is a around-the-country thing. We've gotten used to the transfer portal, the NIL. It's a challenge for any team to bring their team back. Obviously, not as much expected of this group that we saw from last year's squad when you look at the seeding and, obviously, as you pointed out, the age and experience, because that's a huge factor when we're talking about March Madness. I'm just curious, is there an X factor for you, player-wise, when you have a group of guys that has as little tournament experience as this group does, with Gibbs-Lawhorn being the only guy back from that rotation last year?
Yeah, and Gibbs-Lawhorn's basically out of the rotation right now, because he has not played very well here recently. So, obviously, I said the veterans, Colin Boswell, Trey White, they got to show up. They got to give you some energy, confidence, and some toughness right away. But as good as Kasper Stack's shown us is, he struggled here recently, just kind of hit a freshman wall. But the two guys I would really point out are Tomislav Ivicic, who might be the most valuable player on this team. 7 foot center, out of Croatia, stretches the floor, lets him play this five out style, because he can shoot threes at a 33%+ clip, and he can go off for 4 or 5 if you don't guard him in a game. But then he's also a phenomenal passer. So, like, Will Riley and Trey White should have size advantages today against their guys. They back cut. Colin Boswell back cuts. Tomislav Ivicic can do his little Jokic impression and really pick you apart that way. And then defensively, he just gives you some legs. So, really underrated guy. He's on some NBA radars. I know some people have him as, like, a late second-round draft pick. But he's one of the better centers I don't know people talk about enough. And I think when he plays well, Illinois is really, really tough to beat. The other guy is Merez Johnson Jr., a kid out of, you know, went to Thornton High School out of the Chicagoland area, and he's suffered a wrist fracture against Michigan State. And then Illinois lost the next two games, weren't even competitive. But Illinois is not a very physical team outside of maybe Boswell, Trey White. Merez Johnson Jr. is the most physical player. So they add 6'9", 255-pound freshman, who's one of the best offensive rebounders in the country. He can get you some points and get you some possessions back today to steal some of those, and just gives you that physicality next to Ivicic or in place of Ivicic that makes them much tougher for an opponent like Xavier that's a little undersized.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know Xavier's undersized, Jeremy, but what concerns me about them, not just Sean Miller, is how they're able to share the ball in scoring. And I think if there's one thing to look at here, it's the defensive lack out of this particular set of Illini, where that might be trouble, because when you have all those scoring threats, that's not typical. So how do you think they're going to match up against the fact that Xavier can spread the ball around?
Yeah, this team was built for offense, not for defense. So Kylan Boswell is by far the best defender. He'll be on Ryan Conwell today, who's one of the best shooters in the country. But as you said, they got some other guys. Zach Fremantle is a really good post player. The one thing I do like is Johnson's healthy, and Ivicic has the length on him. So he can make some shots. He showed over Texas. He can make some difficult shots over guys. And he's just a really, really experienced player. Then Marcus Foster went off. So Will Riley's not a strong defender. He's been probably Illinois' best player over the last month and a half, and now a projected first-round draft pick because of what he brings offensively. Doesn't turn the ball over, makes tough shots, gets to the rim, but he's not a very good defender. So he's got to step it up and be able to chase guys around. Kasper Shakashonis has actually been a better defender than I thought this year, but he really struggled against Maryland with Rodney Rice kind of going off with 7 threes in that game. KJ was guarding him for most of the game. So, yeah, those guys really have to step up, stick to their guys. The one thing Illinois has done here recently is they've changed their coverage a little bit. They were mostly drop coverage. They still play a lot of that. But they've been starting to stunt a little bit more, starting to hedge a little bit more to give their guards a little bit more time to get back in front of guys. But, yeah, when Xavier gets hot, they're one of the best shooting teams in the country. I like, though, that's the way Illinois wants to play. They want to get up and down. So they play better against these skill, high-scoring teams. Xavier's been better defensively lately, but they're just not as physically imposing. So it was kind of pick your poison between Xavier and Texas, because Illinois has really struggled with big, physical, talented teams, while they played better against the, I guess, prettier, more skill-based teams like an Iowa or, you know, some teams like that.
I think it's interesting that we talk about the style of play and what they want to do. I saw the over-under for this game was 160. So it might be first one to 90 wins at that rate, right?
But Illinois likes to play that way. So that's what's interesting about this. I think they're comfortable getting into those shootouts. But I just think it comes down to, I think you're going to know within the first two media timeouts whether Illinois has brought it today. And because they usually, when they start off hot, they're confident the rest of the game, they're aggressive the rest of the game. So I'm really interested to see a team that has not been on that stage. And anybody who's been in an NCAA tournament game, you know, it's just different. You can't overcome those butterflies. You just have to deal with them. How does this team deal with them?
I would like to also point out the fun fact that I think was on CHSN first, where I saw it, that out of the entire Big Ten, only the Illini and Michigan won their football bowl games and then made it to the men's NCAA tournament. That says a lot about what the Illini are trying to build as an athletic program. I know you, Jeremy, understand that more than most.
Yeah, and I want to shout out the women's program, too, getting to their second NCAA tournament in 3 years. Guys, they hadn't been to one in 20 years. They haven't won an NCAA tournament game in 25 years.
Wow.
So what Shauna Green is doing is just as impressive or even more impressive, because that program was not relevant for the longest time. It speaks to their leadership. Josh Whitman is a phenomenal athletic director. He's made some hires that didn't work out, right? Lovey Smith didn't work out. Nancy Faye, the women's program, didn't work out. But Brad Underwood is – been better than I thought as a recruiter, talent-wise, because I thought he'd be like Illinois' John Beilein, get the most out of talent first, and then you know, kind of coach him up. He's gotten the talent, and then he's kind of coached those guys up. And then Brett Bielema has been a phenomenal hire for him. And they go into next season, guys, with 16 starters back, a bunch of NFL players. They have real college football playoff aspirations. I would say first, Illinois has to have another winning season, because they haven't done that back-to-back in a very, very long time. But there's reason to have a lot of optimism with Illinois athletics, because if this basketball team returns most of its rotation outside of Kasper Shakashonis and Will Riley, they could be really good next year. And they go into a portal with a heck of a sell and good money. They got a lot of resources behind them now, too.
Listen, I will say this. I saw Destiny Jackson up up close and personal in the city championship game when she dropped 42 points in a Whitney Young win over Kenwood. You're getting a good one here. So Shauna Green's success should continue into next season if that recruiting class is any indication.
Yeah, top 10 recruiting class in Destiny Jackson. She's a dog on the court. 5'6" guard, gets after defensively, offensively. They've had a lot of success with smaller guards, with Genesis Bryan and Makaira Cook. So top 10 recruiting class for Illinois women's basketball is absolutely insane. Football has the number 6 or 7 recruiting class in the country right now, which is not a place they haven't had a top 30 recruiting class since Ron Zook was here. And guys, that was like 14, 15 years ago now. And then basketball, obviously, they continue to get take their talent to another level, and they're going to have 3 first round draft picks in 2 years most likely here. They hadn't had one since Myers Leonard before this, so that was 2011.
Jeremy, I'm going to ask you this. This is not going to be the Bonnie Bernstein, Roy Williams situation of many years ago, but there is already rumor out there. You know, Brad Underwood did coach in Texas before he coached at Stephen F. Austin. That was before he went to Oklahoma State. There are concerned Illini fans that wonder if Texas is going to come after Brad Underwood. It's a question I would ask you. I wouldn't ask the coach right now because he's obviously focused on other things. But how much weight do you think is behind a concern like that, that Texas would come after Underwood given really what he's done so far since even his time back at SFA?
He's always been mentioned around that job, Kansas State, because it's his alma mater. If Kansas ever opened up, I just wonder about the fit, Layla, because Texas can probably go get Sean Miller right now. And I think that one makes a lot of sense. And there's smoke around that right now, too. It is a phenomenal job. Unbelievable resources. The SEC, they have that new arena down there that everyone raves about. You know, they're going to pour financial resources in there. And there's something about being the basketball program there where people don't really worry about you all that much. Well, Illinois, Indiana, I think are more complicated jobs because you're the focal point of the fan bases, which can be good and negative. But I just don't know if it has a higher ceiling than Illinois. And Brad Underwood is on his way to being, I think, Lou Henson here, which is
not bad. Right? Like,
high praise.
There's a court named after him.
Correct. Right. I mean, that's what I think we're talking about with Brett Bielema and Brad Underwood right now. Is these are legacy jobs. You know, Brad's also 62. Is Texas interested? Or he's going to be 62. Is Texas interested in going with a guy there? I mean, he's still got 10 years left, I think. But do you want to go a younger guy? I'm not sure. But Brad obviously has a ton of talent that he can get. He's proven himself. So a program like Texas should be interested in him. But my point is, like, I think he's spent so much time building this program. He's got it in such a good place where he thinks he can win a national championship here. Why would you leave for what I think would be a lateral job right now? I wouldn't have thought that 5 years ago, but I think it would be a lateral move at best right now. And I feel like he thinks he's on the cusp of getting to that Final Four, of getting to the national championship caliber program. I mean, really, they've been there since 2021 when they were a one seed. And then last year, they're, you know, a UConn away from the Final Four. So I don't think it makes a lot of sense for him. I don't know if it makes a match with Texas either, but you can never say never to these things, right? Just because of the money that's thrown around. But Josh Whitman, his athletic director, he's got unbelievable trust in because he's invested so much into him that I find it hard to think he would leave him.
I agree. Jeremy Warner, this has been great. Have fun tonight. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So it's Illinois Xavier. That's coming up tonight. Caller 6 to the score contest line right now, 312-540-0670. They'll win a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys perform live at the Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island on Wednesday, September 3rd, featuring special guest Gary Clark Jr. You are listening to Bernstein and Harris, Layla Rahimian on 670 The Score.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.